Good morning, everyone. This is Michelle Moore welcoming you to Law Talk Live with Meldon Law. As you can tell, Jeffrey and Carrie are not here with us this morning. They are both out of town, so I am filling in on this balmy Saturday here in December. And we're really excited because we do have one of our attorneys with us later in the show. Yolanda Means will be joining us, and we'll be discussing the topic of if I get sued for more money than I have, you know, what happens then? So we're really excited to have Yolanda address this issue and tell us more about what Meldon Law can do for you. But before we get to Yolanda and today's topic, I wanted just to remind listeners that we have so many different things that we are doing here in the community as part of our official law partner sponsorship with the Florida Gators. So please go on to our social media platforms and like us, and you can learn all about what's going on with the law firm and also things in the community. We've got some SEC basketball. The season kicks off later this month against Texas A&M. It kicks off against Auburn, and then we'll be at the O'Connell Center on January 4th against Texas A&M. So we've got two tickets to give away for that game, so make sure you check the Facebook page to see what's available and to enter. And then we've also got the first gymnastics meet of the season on January 6th and another home basketball game against Georgia on January 7th. So we definitely need your support on that day because our former coach will be coming in. So we want to be able to yell really loud and support the Gator men's basketball team as they take on the Georgia Bulldogs that day. One of the exciting things about this year's basketball season is that Meldon Law is sponsoring the charity stripe. So for every free throw made by the men's and women's teams, we are donating $19.71 to the Alzheimer's Association. Now, I know 1971 might seem like a really odd amount, but that was the year that Jeffrey Meldon founded Meldon Law, and we've been serving our community ever since. And so just like the Gators, we won't back down for you. And we want to, you know, we're so proud of that sponsorship with the Alzheimer's Association and also for our Gator men's and women's basketball teams. Now, another thing, the holidays are upon us. We've got 8 days from the beginning of Hanukkah. There's 15 days for Christmas. I hope everybody out there has started their holiday shopping. And while it's in the 70s here this morning, we are actually supposed to have a cold front come through, and it's going to be in the 50s next week. So that's probably going to feel a little bit more like the holidays, which will make it nice. If you're like me, I know listening to holiday music when it's 70 and 80 degrees outside is a little tough. So I'll welcome in that sweater weather and being able to wear some, you know, maybe an ugly Christmas sweater or two. So that'll be exciting when that happens. Another thing that I wanted to remind you of is that we always have a podcast every Tuesday. Jeffrey Meldon hosts that podcast, and it's an exciting thing. So we encourage you to listen to that, or you can tune in later and find out, listen to his guests and everything that we have to say. So that's a really exciting time as Jeffrey hosts that podcast every Tuesday. And then every other Monday, we also have Entre Amigos, which is a Spanish podcast with Patricia Meldon. So those are two great opportunities for people to learn about people in our communities, and that's not just here in Gainesville, but also in Ocala and Lake City, where we have law offices. So we want to make sure that we get learn more about people in those communities and some of the great things that are happening. So I encourage everybody to tune into those. They're great podcasts and are really informative. So we are getting closer to having Yolanda on this morning, and we know she's going to do a great job for us. And so we are getting ready to take a break here on Law Talk Live, and we will be right back.
Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community with programs like Law Talk Live on the Sky every Saturday at 10:30. You can also join our podcast, Meldon Law and Friends, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and 37 other audio platforms. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
We are back with Meldon Law and Law Talk Live, and we are so excited this morning to be joined by Yolanda Means, one of the attorneys at Meldon Law. And she will be on today's show discussing, if I get sued for more money than I have, what happens then? And so that's going to be a great topic, and she'll be able to explain some of that for us. And so we're excited to have Yolanda filling in for Jeffrey and Carrie Meldon, who are out of town this week. My name is Michelle, and I work with Meldon Law, and I'm so excited to tell you a little bit about the law firm. You know, we have been based here in Gainesville since 1971, and we are so committed to our community sponsorships, and we also are here for you. You know, you can call, walk in, get in touch with our attorneys at any time. They are there to meet the needs of our community. And whether it's a car accident, a truck accident, motorcycles, a slip and fall, you know, they've achieved excellent results, and we've got offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. And so our attorneys are there to meet you for a free consultation. And we now have Yolanda Means on the line. So good morning, Yolanda. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're so excited to have you here on Law Talk Live. And I did want to just give you a moment to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and what you do at Meldon Law.
All right. So as she stated, my name is Yolanda Means. I'm one of the attorneys here. I'm the head of the criminal department. I am born and raised in Gainesville, Florida. My family's been here for 6 or 7 generations. I have practiced in Georgia before making my way back to Gainesville, where I was doing criminal as well. So here at Meldon, we do criminal law. We do personal injury. I can assist with the personal injury cases as well. However, criminal has been my niche for the past 5 or 6 years now. So I'm happy to be here today. Thank you.
Which is very exciting. And like Yolanda said, her family has been in this community for quite some time. And so it just shows you our commitment to, you know, the North Central Florida area. And we're so excited to have Yolanda as part of our team. So let's just jump right in today. I know you're so excited to talk to our listeners, Yolanda. But, you know, our topic, if I get sued for more money than I have, what happens? So can you talk a little bit about that?
Okay. So normally there are policy limits on your insurance policy. So let's give an example. Let's say I am involved in a car accident and the person who's at fault has a $10,000 policy limit. Let's say my damages are $20,000. The max that I am able to recover from the insurance policy would be the policy limit, which would be $10,000. If I want to make attempts at recovering the additional $10,000, I would have to go after, well, I would have to go after the person who hit me in the vehicle, the person who's at fault. I would have to go after them personally. So that can become an issue when you're trying to attack personal funds, because many people are unfortunate, you know, to have lots of money in the bank and, you know, to be able to pay out those types of damages if they were to be at fault. So that may become very, very difficult. Most people don't really make attempts at getting the money from individuals, really, because, you know, you may be unsuccessful.
So what other types of things are you seeing, you know, with some of these lawsuits? And I know that we actually have a book that we can send out to people that just explains things that they really need to do as far as their car insurance is concerned and making sure that they have the coverage that they need. So if you can kind of talk a little bit, you know, just about that, because we want to make sure that people out in the community know what they need as far as car insurance and also the best way to protect themselves?
So you want to make sure that you're covered, I guess your uninsured motorist insurance policy. You want to make sure you have that, because what that does, it protects you in the event that you are hit by someone who does not have the funds to cover the difference in the damages. For example, if, let's say, that person with the $10,000 policy limit, I'm trying to make attempts at recovering the additional $10,000. If they don't have it to offer, if I have uninsured motorist, I'm able to recover that from my own personal insurance company. So if I have a policy, let's say my policy on my uninsured motorist would be $50,000. If I'm trying to recover the additional $10,000 that the person who hit me, that they did not have, I can recover that from my insurance company.
So it's just an extra protection for you as someone who's been involved in that accident.
Correct. So there's been a situation that I didn't really experience it, but a friend of mine, she called. She was hit by someone who did not have any insurance, but thankfully she had uninsured motors, and she was able to recover from her own policy. However, I have seen situations where there are friends who don't have the uninsured motors, and then they're in sticky situations when, you know, where they're hit by someone and that person doesn't have insurance. They're kind of just out of luck, because you can't recover from anyone unless you recover from that individual personally. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yes.
You know, you just have to protect yourself at all costs. So that's been occurring a lot frequently, I would say recently, which is, you know, I was happy to see that blog in our newsletter. You know, so everyone should sign up for the newsletter, because we have a lot of great information in those monthly, but that blog explained why it's so important to have coverage.
Exactly. And so Yolanda is talking about a newsletter that Jeffrey Meldon puts together every single month, and it's something that's great for all of the listeners out there. He always goes over some case information, and there's even fun things like recipes and trivia, but it's just good information for people to have. And we also have information in there about some of the ticket giveaways as well. So you can call our office at 352-373-8000. So you can sign up for that newsletter, or if you want to go onto Facebook or Instagram and shoot us a message, we would be happy to get you signed up for that newsletter. And, you know, we feature information from some of our different attorneys. It's just a great way to keep people informed of things that are going on, and also give you great tips that you need to protect yourself, or just to find out more information about what Meldon Law has to offer. So,
you know,
go ahead, please, Yolanda.
No, you're fine. So one thing I do want to add, I think it's very important that we note this. Our firm, we achieve great results. I ran into someone recently in the store, and they were like, oh, you know, they were comparing our firm to other firms. And I won't say any names, but what I'm saying is, you know, we achieve great results. Now, we may not publish those results. And, you know, I'll give the example, you know, that was in our newsletter a few months ago. We went to trial on a civil trial. So there was an accident involved. And we were able to achieve a $4 million verdict. So, but we don't have, you know, we may not publish it on a billboard or something like that, because, you know, we don't want to give anyone any false expectations. You know, most cases, you know, people may not have those types of policy limits. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not very seldom, but, you know, many times, unless you're a commercial driver or a company, business, organization, you're not going to protect yourself that much. But what I'm saying is we're getting results for policy limits, and we're out here crushing the PI game. And, you know, we may not talk about it as often, but, you know, I wanted to plug us because we do a very, very great job. Our customer service is top notch. And I'm not just saying that as a member of the firm. I wholeheartedly mean that. So, you know, I'm super proud of the PI department and all that they're achieving.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, just from somebody that's relatively new to Meldon Law, I've really enjoyed getting to meet everyone and just seeing how much that they care about our clients, and they want to ensure that the client experience is top-notch. And just to remind everyone out there, you can always give us a call for a free consultation about your, you know, your potential case. And you can speak to any of our attorneys. They are there. We're here in the community, and that's one thing. We are based here. You can come in. Walk-ins are welcome. You can meet with one of our attorneys. And even if you have somebody right now, you can always get a second opinion. That's something that you can do for your case. So you ensure that you get the attorney that is right for you, that you connect with, that, you know, provides that personal experience that you need. And I think that that's something that we really do well at Meldon Law. And Yolanda is one of those. Yeah, Yolanda is one of those attorneys, and we just have such a great team. And so, and like she was saying, sometimes those huge amounts that you see out there, whether it's in an ad or on a billboard, sometimes that can be misleading, because that's not the amount of money that that client is taking home. That's the amount, you know, the total amount. So, and unfortunately, many times when you see those $1 million verdicts, it's because of something catastrophic that has happened. And so, you know, we just want to make sure that people do their due diligence and understand exactly what some of that information means, because it's all the bells and whistles, and it looks, you know, like you're getting a ton of money back, but that's not always the case. And as go ahead, Yolanda.
I think what was most important, not to cut you off, Michelle, I'm sorry, but I think what was most important is that you'll see the ads, but you don't know that someone died. You
right.
don't know that someone lost a leg or they lost an arm. So, you know, and this is not to discredit anyone, but many people come in with, like, maybe a fender bender, and they're like, oh, where's my $1 million? You know, I saw this sign, and it said I could get $1 million for a fender bender. Most people don't understand all that happens before that. So, you know, I do love the fact that we don't really post results. I'm not knocking anyone who does, but, you know, I believe we're very straightforward in the beginning, and I know there's been times I've met people in the store and they're like, oh, you know, I just want you guys to evaluate my case. And I'm like, hey, call, we'll do it for free. But one thing I always tell them is, you know, sometimes they'll say, hey, you know, your people were very honest with me, and, you know, they said, you know, X, Y, and Z, and they appreciated, you know, the conversation. But we will evaluate a case for free. And we will evaluate a case for free. And also, we'll be honest with you. We're not going to give you any false expectations. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I do love that about us.
And honesty is the best policy. And so that's something that you will get at Meldon Law. We've got another break coming up, and we will be back with Yolanda Means, an attorney at Meldon Law, on Law Talk Live.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down.
Good morning, everyone. We are back with Law Talk Live, sponsored by Meldon Law. I am Michelle Moore here filling in for Jeffrey and Carrie Meldon. And we are excited this morning. We have got Yolanda Means, one of our attorneys with Meldon Law. And we have been talking about what happens if I get sued for more money than I have. And so Yolanda has kind of touched on that, and, you know, making sure that you have the insurance policies that you need to really protect yourself. Right before we took the break, Yolanda, you alluded to a lot of the stuff that happens before, you know, you get to a verdict in a case. Can you kind of talk about some of that pre-litigation and some of the things that occur that our listeners might not know?
Okay. So whenever there's an accident, of course, you're going to afterwards, you're going to have the treatment phase. So you're going to have to go out, go and get checked out. And this, at this time, you're restoring yourself to better health, which is what's most important. We can talk about money all day, but, you know, and policy limits, but you need to be working on restoring yourself to health. So you go and do that. That may take a couple of months. For some individuals, it may take years. But during that phase, which is so important, you're essentially explaining to insurance companies why you're entitled, you know, to repayment for your bills or, you know, for pain and suffering or for missing work, because you don't want to jump the gun and start negotiating because you may not be done treating. You may have to miss more work. So that's a very critical phase. Most people want to rush the process, but you want to make sure that you're at your best health before even negotiating or reaching the settlement phase. So during, you know, in the beginning, you're going to do your treatment. And then upon completion, that's pretty much when the, I guess when the negotiating phase occurs, and sometimes you may not be able to reach, you know, reach the terms you're trying to reach. So there may be depositions. You may have to find out additional information that you aren't able to discover without those depositions, which are essentially sworn statements from witnesses, officers, or anyone else involved. So there are, give me one second. I'm sorry about that. There are steps that you'd have to take before reaching the trial phase. Most cases don't go to trial because it's a huge risk. You know, for example, like I mentioned, we went to trial a few months ago and got that $4 million verdict. Most insurance companies don't want to take that risk because they want to hold on to their funds, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So there are some steps that you'd have to take. You just need to trust your lawyer, really, because it's going to vary each case, but really, really got to trust your lawyer.
I think that's such an important part for everyone to remember. You have to have that good relationship with your attorney. And, you know, that's something that we really pride ourselves on at Meldon Law, because we've got, you know, people that want to help you and want to represent you. And ensuring that you have the best experience is something that's really important to them. And that's why, you know, we just stress that so much and encourage people to call in for a free consultation. Again, that number is 352-373-8000. We want you to, you know, just to give us a call and talk to us. Let us know what's going on. And there's a whole group of people that work hand in hand with our attorneys to ensure that you get, you know, the best outcome for your case. And so, Yolanda, talk a little bit just kind of about the team behind the team. Some of the people that you work with, you know, within our firm, just to help our clients out.
They are so awesome, and I'm not saying that because I'm biased. They are so awesome. They know exactly what they're doing, and they are very, very diligent, very diligent. And, you know, they motivate me to do the best that I can do, you know, in criminal and in PI. You know, when I am asking PI questions or making attempts at working on a PI case, you know, I guess I can't say making attempts because I've done PI in the past. It's just that criminal has just been my focus. But just seeing them be so driven and actually caring about clients. You know, once someone calls, they're answering the phone, they're calling back immediately just to make sure those people feel heard, feel seen, you know, and cared for. So I really do love the team that we have. I think my favorite part about Meldon Law, of course, the people, but our presence in the community. As someone who's, you know, I'm from here, so I've known Meldon Law since I've been alive, because Meldon Law has been around longer than I've been.
Yes, it has. 1971.
So, you know, I've always known Meldon Law. You know, my sister was a scholar athlete in 2002. So that talks a little bit about how long Meldon Law has been in my life. But, you know, our presence in the community, we are all over, not even just in Gainesville, but I would say all over the circuit, which, you know, would encompass Levy County, Gilchrist County, Bradford County, Union County. We are all over, and we make our presence known. I've seen our names on jerseys. You wouldn't even know. I've seen our names on, you know, in stores. I was actually in a local boutique recently, and I saw my business cards. I don't know how they got there, but, you know, we are all over. And, I, you know, we appreciate the support. We really do. But we make our presence known, and we give back to the community. And we assist in any way possible. So I love that about us. I love being a part of the firm. I love being a part of this community. And I love you know, using my platform at Meldon to achieve the common goal, which, you know, I believe we come from a humanitarian perspective. We really try to make lives better, whether that's criminal defense or personal injury. So I love that about us. I love the people, and the people will say the same. I love the firm because of our initiative and all that we do for the people.
I couldn't agree more. You know, obviously there's the importance of representing people if they've been in some kind of an accident or have experienced a personal injury that they need an attorney to represent them. But you've really touched on it, our community, our commitment to the community. And that's something that started with Jeffrey Meldon and is something that continues through, you know, the attorneys that are on our team now. And it's something that I'm so proud to be a part of. And you touched on also the Scholar Athlete. In 2023, it's actually the 25th anniversary of the Scholar Athlete program that was started by Meldon Law. And every week during the season, we work with WCJB TV 20 to pick a Scholar Athlete of the Week. And so, you know, it's somebody who has a very high GPA, who is just dedicating themselves not only on the field or in the basketball arena or on the court, but also somebody that is, you know, dedicated in the classroom. And that's such an important thing. And we actually even have a former Scholar Athlete that works for us. And actually, Carrie Meldon himself was a former Scholar Athlete. So we have two former Scholar Athletes that are part of the Meldon Law team. And, you know, as you talked about, it was your sister that was a member of that too. So it's just always something that we are excited to do and to be a part of that community. I am so, you know, I just wanted to thank you so much, Yolanda, for talking to us this morning and helping our listeners learn more about, you know, what happens if they get sued and explaining personal injury law to us a little bit. We are just, we're thrilled. And thank you again for joining us on Law Talk Live.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. You all have a great rest of your weekend.